Well, good morning, everybody. A special welcome to Emerson and her beautiful family. So happy to celebrate with the whole church today the baptism of this new beautiful child of God. Part of the baptismal ritual is called the rites of apapata, which we heard Jesus use in our gospel today here in the 7th chapter of Mark's gospel, where Jesus is healing this man who was deaf and mute. And this moment where Jesus loudly says, apapata, which means literally be opened. And what happens at every single baptism is that after the water is poured and the chrism is applied and all these things, that then the priest prays over the ears and the mouth of the child, that the child will be open always to God, because God wants to just constantly rush into our lives and, like our first reading, kind of spill into our lives and in a powerful, powerful way. And it's kind of cool. Have you ever gone somewhere, like a restaurant maybe, or some business or something, and you're kind of planning and you're counting on that place being open, but then you get there and there is a closed sign and your cart kind of sinks, you know, a little bit. And I was thinking this morning, because we had a visitor at St. Vincent Mass, and who was for many years the chair of the committee at Greenwood that kind of oversaw the relationship at my first assignment between Our Lady of the Greenwood and the sister parish in Haiti. And one time I went to the sister parish in Haiti, in Bassin Bleu, and you land in this tiny, tiny airport, you know, and then it's like a 4 or 5 hour drive, not on gravel, but on rocks, you know, and it's like the bumpiest ride. You don't want to have to go to the bathroom for that ride, because it's just crazy. But anyway, we were there in 2016 when the hurricane came, Hurricane Matthew, and we knew that it was coming, and so we thought, we got to get out of here a couple days early. And so we planned to leave 2 days before the expected day to get out of the way of the hurricane. Well, it all was going fine. We left early in the morning from our sister parish on this 5 hour drive, and they said, you got to get out of here because these roads are all going to be washed away by this hurricane. And so we went to the airport, and there was a sign. It was on a little post-it notes. It said, closed. And our hearts sank. We're like, we're on an island. We were kind of banking on this plane to get the heck out of here before this hurricane. And it was like a sunny day, you know, it had not started storming yet. And we ended up, God was good, and we had an extra week or two there, and we had no phones, no electricity for 5 days. But we became very good friends with this order, this religious order of the missionaries of St. Jacques, who were close to the airport. And they just let us in, and we just became fast friends with them. And I don't know how, because we didn't speak French and they didn't speak English. But we had a blast, and we laughed so hard, and we didn't know if we were going to die, but we were ready, you know? It was just, but I'll always remember that sign on the door, closed. And when the Lord looks at the window of your soul, is there an open sign or is there a closed sign? And sometimes we can put a closed sign up because we're too tired for God. We're too busy for God. We're too stressed for God. We're too self-sufficient for God. We're too determined on my own things and my own business, my own agenda, my own plans, my own will, my own wants. We put out the closed sign to the Lord, and He's banking on using us. He wants to use us to effect His will, to bring about salvation to this world. And woe to us when we put out the closed sign. And the beautiful thing about our Jesus, one of the many beautiful things about our Jesus, is that He will go to great lengths. He will go to great lengths to fill us up, to use us. He will. It's kind of interesting in our gospel today. It says that Jesus leaves the district of Tyre and goes by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee. That all sounds fine until you look at a map and you'll realize that the district of Tyre is in one place, and the Sea of Galilee isn't too far away from there, but Sidon is way the heck over here. It'd be like me saying, let's go to Cincinnati by way of Lafayette. And the disciples are scratching their heads going, what are you talking about, Jesus? And Jesus will go out of his way. He will go to incredible lengths to visit us, to fill us with his own life, his own charity, his own peace. He goes to such great lengths as to the cross, where he is nailed, and from his heart, from his pierced side on the cross, comes the sacraments that fill us up, without which we are like the desert in our first reading today. We are like a desert. We're running. Maybe you're running dry. Maybe your cup is running empty. Maybe you just need direction in life. Maybe you just need an ounce of God's goodness. And it's like, just take off the close sign. Be open. That's Our Lady. She teaches us. It's her birthday today, you know. It's Mary's birthday. And she teaches us to put up the open sign that says fiat. It says, Lord, you come in. Come into my life in sacramental ways, in all ways. And to be Catholic is to have a sacramental worldview where everything is God's grace. And it's like, Lord, come into me. Fill me up. Fill me up with your love, your life, your charity, your peace. Fill me up. Use me to the glory of your name and to the salvation of the world. And so let's pray to God. Let's pray that we will always listen to this word, apatha. Always have the open sign out. God is banking on using us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.